little dude, little homie, just before.
The dock hands at the Hydrus Wake Park in Little Elm are teaching newbies how to slide using a wakeboard. A line of people are waiting for their turn by the edge of the dock, their feet strapped onto sleek, brightly colored boards. Cody Wade's been working at the park since 2013.
The slide is all about like riding a wheelie off the dock here. So it's really about being strong with your handle. Like once you're to the water, relax your arms.
Wakeboarders hold on tight to a long cable, and then one by one, they go barreling into the sea green water. Nearby, there's an inflatable splash park for kids and a bar that overlooks Louisville Lake. This is Little Elm's small but budding lakefront district. Keep driving down El Dorado Parkway and you'll hit a hula hut, a bevy of boat rental shops, and even a sandy beach. Mayor David Hillock says those staycation resort vibes didn't happen by coincidence.
I don't want to give it a Truman Show kind of feel, but the reality is we are intentionally programming small town feel. And the one thing that we have that differentiates us is undeveloped lakefront.
Hillock says the town's 66 miles of shoreline have helped drive Little Elm's economic boom in the last decade. But the lake wasn't always an asset for the town. Kim Cupid is the curator of collections with Denton County's Office of History and Culture.
Lake Louisville was created in the 1920s, and it was created as Lake Dallas as a reservoir for the residents of the city of Dallas.
Man-made reservoirs like this were sprouting up all over Texas to help mitigate flood damage and provide drinking water for big cities. In the 50s, the Army Corps of Engineers expanded Lake Dallas and created the much larger Louisville Lake. People who lived near the water had to move. Farmers sold their land, and Little Elm was nearly wiped out in the process.
Part of the town itself was under the lake. You know, you had this big, huge part of land, and what is disappearing is the farmland.
The town lay dormant for decades until the late 90s, when the Dallas North Tollway expanded, making it easier to get there. Hillock moved to Little Elm in 2002, back when just a few thousand people called it home. He still remembers the sole traffic signal in town.
There were still A-frame houses, little small cottages all around the lake where neighborhoods sit today, because that's where people would spend their weekends just to go fishing.
The town council eventually created its first strategic plan and made development around the lake a priority. Ryan Miller manages the Cottonwood Creek Marina, which his family owns. It's been the town's main dock since 2003, and Miller's seen just how much the town has changed since then.
We've benefited from the growth in the area. But in addition to that, and what we really appreciate about being here in Little Elm is the town of Little Elm has really focused on being a lakeside community.
Highlighting the lakefront has helped bring in more than 600 new businesses to Little Elm in the last 15 years, and its population has skyrocketed to about 50,000 people. Hillock says that's all thanks to the lake that nearly swallowed up the town decades ago.
And the more that we can have that as a centerpiece of our community, something that no one else can really offer the way we offer it, was always going to set us apart as a community. And that has driven our economic explosion.
He hopes Little Elm can ride that wave far into the future. Miguel Perez, KERA News.